Gavin Cullen, manager of Victorious Cockhill. The sun is shining in every sense. 15 games on the trot. You've done it. You've won the junior or the Inishowen and junior league title. Obviously, one of the aims at the start of the season.
Yeah, it was the aim. Like, there's no point in beating about the bush. You won your league, you're the best team. We always set our stall out to try and win leagues, and thankfully, we generally do. We were well tested this year. There was a lot of moments. Today was a tough game. Greencastle, I thought, were very good. Put it up to us and really didn't lie down, and I thought we were tested today and passed it with flying colours. I think there's a few moments this season away to Kilmaine, away to Cairndonagh, where we were down to 9 men. We had to dig deep and we had to test, and it's actually been a very enjoyable season. In fairness, 1 of 15 out of 15 is some going by any stretch of imagination, but look, we've been really tested. It hasn't been easy.
Yeah, I mean, to win 15, it really is phenomenal given the standard in the Inishowen League, which is one of the best junior leagues in the country.
Yeah, it's decent, to be honest. We've had really tough games. Teams want to play against us and put it up to us, and it's their big game of the season when they play us, and we see that every week. And in fairness to our players, and massive credit goes to them. The level of consistency in every competition has been phenomenal. Really phenomenal. Like, over the last decade, to be honest, it's 11 leagues. When you win the leagues every year, you're consistent. But even we're getting to the final stages of every cup competition we're in, semi-finals, finals, stuff like that, in every season. And it's a testament to the squad, the players, the management, the group, the club, everything. And we set out to do things right, and it absolutely works.
And what do you put it down to, the fact that you can just keep reeling off those wins? I mean, how does the hunger keep going? Is it that quest to be the best?
I think so. I think we have to, every time we go on the pitch, we have to prove ourselves. I think the players like proving themselves. Like, we don't always play well, but we always try and get results. You know, it's impossible to play well every week in, week out. But the consistency, the level, the way the players train, the attitude, the commitment levels. Look, we don't take excuses. We don't make excuses. You know, and I think for a lot of the players, they're there to win things, and they have that hunger and desire to win things. I don't think that's everywhere. I don't think that's instilled in all players, but we've been very, very, very lucky over the years that the group and the mentality that we've had and have is brilliant. And look, there's obviously a few players know that are at their latter stage of careers, like James and Oisin and Boys the Gap, but look, they've been absolutely brilliant. James Bradley's probably the best player on the pitch today again. Phenomenal. But we've so many young players, like we've Jay Bradley, Brendan McLaughlin, both 17. You know, we've a load of boys at 18, 19, 20. Like, so our group is really young. You know, for to be doing that with your own group, to get into the finals of national competitions, it's absolutely brilliant. Like, yeah. You know?
And I suppose for some of the younger guys, you have to instill into them the fact that, you know, who knows when you're going to be in a final again? You have to make the most of that moment.
Yeah, I said that today before the game. I said, like, you know, I suppose it's hard to preach to some of them boys because we have opportunities to win leagues every season. But some players play their whole careers without an opportunity to win a league, without winning leagues. And people, I spoke to a guy that played for Redcastle before the game and won a national league 24 years ago or something, and he was speaking to me today about it. You know, so that's how long people remember it and things. So these guys, like, I know they probably don't get the real credit they deserve, but they will get it for years to come.
Yeah. And finally, once again, you know, we've seen it throughout the season, it's not just the strikers who score. You've got players in pretty much every position who can get a goal.
Yeah, that's our 114th goal of the season in every competition today, which is phenomenal, and we've conceded 10 in every competition. So, look, it's brilliant. We're really, really hard to play against, really, really hard to beat, but we get goals from absolutely everywhere as well.